Hey there, guys. Thank you for tuning in today. This is TD Wells, and I want to get everybody here to take action. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Success in a Year program, and that was a program that I released last month. However, what I decided to do, and you might be excited about it, you may not be excited about it, but I don't want you to forget. I want this to be at the top of your mind every week. So what I decided to do is I wanted to compress this into a 12-week program. So it's going to be called the Success in 12 Weeks, all right? The Success in a 12-week program. And that's really, I feel it's extremely important because most of the time and all of the time, you can achieve anything in 90 days, right? And I want you to treat your 90 days as if it were a year. That's why I'm calling it Success in a 12-week program versus a year. I'm compressing every topic that I listed here in this episode. And I want you guys to understand that you could achieve any goal you want. Doesn't matter what it is. There's nothing out of reach. If you've been watching other people achieve their goals, right? Remember, they're just human. That's it. And guess what? So are you. So your outcome is no different. I feel it doesn't matter what we've all been through. Yes, everybody's going to have a hard time. We're going to think negative because negative thoughts always come into our mind first. They enter our mind first. So we have to negate those things with positive influences and positive affirmations or whatever it is that keeps you motivated and excited about what you're wanting to achieve, right? So with that being said, I talked last month about goals, but today I'm going to touch on motivation. So I want to welcome you back to the Success in 12-week program. And we're going to be talking about that, like what we talked about basically in month one, not similar, but we talked about visualization, but that's going to be something I'm going to include here. So with that being said, I want you to think about this. Success really has everything to do with one's motivation. It's really the most important thing anyone can do. If you can find out what really motivates you, what gets you to take action despite circumstances and events going on in your personal life, despite how negative you might feel at that moment, and how do you actually react and respond to what's going on and get yourself to propel forward? What do you need to do to take action on those things you want to be doing, especially now that we've defined these goals and we've started working on those goals? So how do you stay motivated to keep evolving your goals and keep it simple and build that vision, bring that vision into life that we've talked about in month one? How do you do it? First thing is, I want to say this. Achieving your goals and dreams is obviously more than just dreaming, guys. And I'm sure you already seen or see plenty of people in your world, in your life, or who are very good at dreaming. I'm sure you've seen this. Many of us have. We see it every day. We talk to those people. They talk about all these different things they want to create and lots of things they want to do, right? And they've been having the same discussion pretty much now for years and years, and yet the results they're producing in their life are very much the same. They've been doing this pretty much for the last 5 to 20 years, right? They love the dream. They love the dreaming part, but they don't like the doing part. And that's where we're going to be setting ourselves apart from the pack, basically. And I'm going to be giving you and sharing with you the actionable steps that you need to take to do that. Look, we all know it takes commitment. It takes hard work and consistent hard work. And in order to be consistent, you must understand how to motivate yourself and know that everybody is different. Let's start to think about truly, like, inside of us, what makes us come to life? Like, what really motivates you? What motivates us to be the best? For you, yourself, knowing what motivates you is going to be your key to success. So we really want to get you to think about this. Think about the situation in your life where you've had a high level of energy and you had a high level of drive and you were extremely productive. So I want you to start brainstorming in your mind different scenarios and times when that actually happened. Now I want you to fast forward in your mind and think about the other times where you really seemed to be at a low. You couldn't get anything done. You were procrastinating on things. Maybe you were just sitting on the couch feeling sorry for yourself and really not getting anything productive done at all. And in fact, you got into a negative cycle where because you hadn't achieved anything productive yesterday, and then the same pattern continued today. And often, here's what happens. We can fall into a rut like this for weeks or months or years. It happens all the time, guys. So I want to give you, again, actionable steps that you're going to need to take that will allow you or put you in a position to implement on a daily basis so that this does not occur in your life. Now, if you've ever gone through that and you've had, I don't know, some type of epiphany or the contrast of being extremely motivated in one scenario and extremely demotivated in another scenario, start studying that aspect. Start thinking about what your mindset was like, what was happening in your world at that time, and how you can protect yourself from moving back into that lower state of motivating or motivation moving forward. How do you take yourself out of that lower state where you weren't as motivated and keep it moving, right? How do you do that? And here are the action steps. I want you to pay really close attention now. And I'm going to really take my time getting through this piece of it because I think it's really important that you hone in and you really listen to the actionable steps. Now, in order to do that, this month, we're going to be assigning specific action steps that will really help you get in touch with your own personal motivators. Now, you don't have to share with me. You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to post it. This is just for you internally, for yourself to utilize. And hey, I just hope one person can actually do this because this has helped me in my own personal life. This has allowed me to take action in my own personal life. How I've created multi-million dollar companies, how I've worked and built multi-million dollar teams, sales teams, how I was able to close massive deals. These are all things and ways that you could implement the same things in your life, right? And it's not too late. Just know that you're not selling. Don't be afraid to feel like you're selling. When you're extremely passionate, you have a conviction that actually educates and teaches people about what you do. And that's that, and I would say that is the point. That is the pivotal point in your life where you're going to find out that people are going to be attracted to that. So things that you can do on an ongoing basis that will really get that drive going and make you feel alive, really on a daily or even an hourly basis, I would say the more you can do this, the more you can raise your energy and feel a high level of motivation every single day, every single hour, even down to the minute when it comes down to it. The more successful you're going to be, I promise you, if you can do this, you will be extremely successful. We're going to start with something very practical, but not always used by everybody. And that is the act of practicing daily visualization. All of your dreams, right? I want you to practice visualizing all of your dreams on a daily basis. This might seem a little cheesy. I don't know. You know, it works for me. Every time I visualize something, it comes to fruition. I'll give you a perfect example. I was talking to someone about a car the other day, and I said, hey, why don't you consider this car? I thought this car was pretty cool, and it fits into maybe what you're trying to do and achieve, you know, the budget you want. And they're like, oh yeah, that is a pretty cool car, right? And then all of a sudden, they call me up, and they go, hey, you know, I'm starting to see that car everywhere I turn. And I said to myself, see, that's the power of visualization. Is that when you think of something, it's just like when you buy a car, right? What happens? You start to see that car every single time because you visualized it in your mind. So why is it that you couldn't do the same exact thing in your life with your relationship, with your business, with your finances, with your credit, with whatever it is that you want to achieve to have any type of growth personally? Why couldn't you do that? You could. You can. You absolutely can. And it might make you seem like a dreamer if you're visualizing, but think about this for a minute. The very first thing we did in month number one was we had you picture an ideal vision for your life. The the ideal way you'd like to see yourself in a few years from now, and in 6 months from now, and 90 days from now. Because 90 days, 12 weeks is your year, right? So just imagine that. Every 12 weeks, every 90 days is accumulative to 1 year. It equates to 1 year. So that would mean that 180 days would be 2 years. So you could achieve more in 180 days than you've ever achieved in 2 years, guys. We've allowed ourselves to really get in touch with that, because most people don't even allow themselves to think about it. So here's what I want you to do. You came up with a bunch of ideas that were obviously naturally important to you. If you did that at a gut level, in your heart, in your spirit, whatever you want to call it, right? And so all of those things that you did naturally draw you forward to whatever the goal is that you're wanting to achieve in your life. It naturally draws you forward. The more you think about having already created these things in your life, when you visualize yourself in possession of these amazing things that you want to do, places you want to go, people you want to meet, things you want to create in your life, organizations you want to help. I mean, I don't care what it is. The more you start visualizing that part and getting emotionally involved in it, like literally emotionally connected to it, the better you feel. It doesn't matter how negative you felt 5 minutes ago. Now, as you go into this visualization, you're literally shifting your vibration, so to speak, if you will. So you're shifting your energy at the end of the day, is what I would call it. Sometimes that's all it takes to change your motivation. From there, guys, I'm going to start you to basically start looking at external forces and specifically other people. Now, this is the second phase, all right? And I want you to really understand this, right? I want to repeat that to you. Sometimes that's all it's going to take to change your motivation. So I'm going to go into this part of it. From there, we're going to start you looking at external forces and specifically other people. One of the best ways to get motivated is to look at other people who are already living inspirational lives or who have lived inspirational lives. They may no longer be living, but they left an incredible legacy and mark on the world. So you can start finding people who inspire and motivate you and start making a list of them. Write down people who give you inspiration in the area of courage, guys. Maybe give you inspiration as well in the areas of public speaking or just any kind of energy, high levels of energy, whatever it may be to get you going, to get the juices flowing. Like, understand this, people that you see that were able to accomplish so much more in a year or in 12 weeks than the average person could do in a decade. I know you know who they are. Write down all these different people and start studying their traits and their characteristics and the achievements they had in their lives. Model that, and it will immediately begin to help raise your standards. You ever see someone and you don't, it's not that you're in love with the person, right? You're not infatuated, but you see somebody that looks decent and you go, wow, you know, they really keep themselves up, right? That an individual, and you see them every day. Well, sometimes those individuals raise your standards. And that's what I love about life, is that I don't think people should envy anyone. I don't feel that way. I feel like you should look at the individual and say, wow, that's the standard of living that individual decided to take. And we have to live by those same standards, those same rules, is that we have to live at a higher standard. Not that you're wanting to be something that you're not, because that is the character that you will really have to take on if it does become popular. I mean, we don't want that either, right? We want to be the individual, and we want to be the person that we are, not somebody else, right? We want to live to be our authentic self, if you will. So look, you'll start feeling the shift in your motivation just naturally by doing this, guys. So next, you want to actually take some time to enjoy the things that motivate you. Even if you're motivated by getting a project done so that you could have some free time in the evening, spend some time with your kids, your family, whatever the case may be, then get that work done and then absolutely enjoy that time. I want you to do this. Close your laptop, close your work, whatever it may be, and thoroughly relish the reward you receive by achieving whatever task, whatever goal, whatever it is that you did to complete that particular action. And if you're going to give yourself the reward of going to a trip, an exotic trip, buying yourself a car, going to the movies, I mean, something small, right? Whatever, something big too, it doesn't really matter. Once you've completed something, then go and enjoy it and take your spouse, your family, your friends, whoever with you, and really forget about everything and enjoy that moment, right? Celebrate the small things in your life. These are the motivators that we can use to continually propel ourselves forward. And finally, make a commitment to yourself. Really do this. To always do and continually do motivational learning and exercises. It's really that simple. Now, you could just have a list of books also that you're going to read on an ongoing basis. Maybe even every morning you wake up, you read 20 minutes or some type of great personal development book, whatever works for you personally on a different person who inspires you. You got to find somebody who really inspires you, right? Because we all need a why in our lives, right? And that why cannot be a dormant why. It has to be an active why. But sometimes we need to model certain things because history repeats itself at the end of the day. And really, the truth is that even 100 years ago, we were doing things the way we were doing it now. It just wasn't through technology or internet. But we were doing them. We were saying the same things. And I can get much deeper than what I'm saying right now, but I just wanted to share that with you. Now what? Maybe you could even go and get on YouTube and start searching for motivational videos or inspirational videos and watch 5 or 20 minutes of different perspectives on the world, like what people are saying, which I'm sure a lot of you already do that. Watch videos about people who are making amazing things happen with huge situations and problems in their lives. I've seen videos of people who have lost multiple limbs. Yeah, they are still able to accomplish so much. And they found ways to drive internal strength forward and create things that some of us would just basically be astonished by, or just be excited by, or motivated by, or whatever it does to you. And you see these people, and you're just, you're blown away. We're blown away by what they've been able to do with no limbs. I mean, that's just amazing. And then it turns around, and then they turn around and it helps you do some real introspection on yourself, or just an evaluation on who you are. And you realize, man, I really need to get going. I really do, because there's other people who are really making it happen, and I need to raise my standards to that level. If you do this, guys, on an ongoing basis, then this month will be an amazing one. Your motivational levels will be instantly raised and ultimately forever raised, because you're going to be conditioning your new patterns of motivation into your brain and ultimately into your psychology. So look, enjoy week 2, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.